How I became my best friend's fucktoy while he was in a relationship. I've had a few stories on my mind for a long time. I decided now is probably the best time to share them since COVID is definitely hurting my game right now. So a little bit about me first. I am 25, 5 feet 2 inches, and athletic curvy. I work out and have a decently slim waist, but I have always had wide hips, a nice fat ass, and 3/6DD boobs. I have curly brown hair that goes past my shoulders. I have a sly smile like Natalie Dormer. And most importantly, I have an insatiable sexual appetite. Oh, I'm also technically a MILF if that's your thing. So my best friend and I have a complicated history. We dated for a bit while I lived with my baby daddy. Then we didn't talk, then we were FWB, then I dated someone else, and then we were just friends. Honestly, all of that could probably fill so many stories. But I want to talk about now is what happened once I became single at 23 and he started dating someone new. So we had always had a very sexually driven relationship, and we were both super open about our sexuality and the idea that friends could fuck each other. However, although we are both pretty poly, once he started dating his new GF, we stopped doing anything, for a while that is. On nights she wasn't around and we were hanging out, we would cuddle on his bed and watch movies, or sometimes we would work out together. As the weeks went by, he became increasingly handsy with me, which I didn't mind at all. It started with an arm wrapped around my waist, then a hand on my thing, a spank on my ass, until finally it got to the point he would be full on teasing my and fingering me while we were doing other things, which always left me soaking wet and wanting his dick. Everything changed one day about 3 months into their relationship. I came over to his house, which I have the spare key for. I opened the door, entered the house, closed the door, and there he was waiting right behind it. He immediately grabbed my hips, pushed my against the door, put a hand around my neck, and kissed me deeply. I was immediately red, weak at the knees, and dripping. He kept his hand around my neck, choking my slightly like he knows I love, while his other hand reached under my pants and began fingering my pussy. I just stood there helpless to his control. He is about 6 feet tall and ripped, six-pack and everything. Eventually he let go of me, and I realized for the first time my feet weren't even touching the ground. He had been lifting me completely off the ground from his hand around my neck and his fingers in my cunt. He put my down and pushed me forward in front of him, and with a hard smack on the ass told me to start walking. The entrance to his house has a staircase that leads up to his bedroom, and I began to walk up it. However, after taking no more than 5 steps up, he grabbed my arms, pinning both of them behind my back, and pushed me onto the ground. So there I was, my face shoved into the rough carpet of his entryway steps, my knees on a step about 3 down, my ass sticking straight out, and my arms pinned behind my back. With just a single hand, he kept both my arms pinned behind my back, my tits pressing into the staircase. With his other hand, in a single quick motion, he pulled my pants and thong down to me knees, and shoved his hard cock deep into my sopping wet pussy. He fucked me like that for I don't know how long. All I know is at some point I passed out from the orgasms. In the right conditions I can orgasm a whole lot. I've had over 30 in one session before, but too many will cause me to black out. The next thing I knew I was collapsed on the staircase. My ass was red and stinging from the numerous spanks he gave me. My tits and face had rug burn on them. My pants were gone, but my thong was still around my ankles, my shoes still on. And I had just been fucked by my very not single best friend. And I just laid there, in pure bliss and ecstasy until he came back and carried me gently up to his bed in his arms. Anyways, that's the story about how everything changed. Let me know if you would like to hear more stories about that time in my life, or if you would like to hear about tales of my college days, my relationship with my BF while I lived with my baby daddy, or other stories of my many sexcapades.